What game show would you like to see back on Australian television screens? Or is the game show gone? 9221882. I ask because Channel 10 has announced it's going to end the production of this. Now, for some time, any time you seem to turn on the TV over to Channel 10, Family Feud seemed to be on the screens. Now, it's not the first production of the game show here in Australia, but host Grant Denyer confirmed today its run is over, and he says he's working on another game show with Channel 10. But has the game show had its day, or would you like to see more game shows back on television? 9221882. And which game shows do you want to see? Growing up, I used to always watch this. Do you recognise that theme? That is, of course, The Price is Right. So what game shows would you like to see back on your TV? How about we get a remake or a rerun of this?
Here it is, the Fantastic Ford Festiva Trio, and a host of fabulous prizes, all just waiting to be won on the greatest wheel around, Wheel of Fortune! And now, here's our number one wheelie, John Burgess!
Well, I'm pleased to say that Game Show King host and our number one wheelie, John Burgess, joins me on the line. Good afternoon, John.
How are you, Oliver? I mean, talking about the budget and revenge porn and then Burjo. I mean, the mind boggles, isn't it?
I don't know that all of these things somehow go together, Burjo.
Very nice of you to have some interest. That's nice. That's good. Good
well,
on you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Burjo, and you know better than anybody, and I used to love coming home watching you on Wheel of Fortune and watching you with Catchphrase as well, Burjo's Catchphrase. You're the game show king in Australia. What's happening to our game shows?
Oh, look, I don't know. They're still going pretty good, by the way. I mean, different sort of game show, I guess. The Chase is on 7 in the afternoons. That's doing pretty well with Andrew O'Keefe doing that. Eddie's still going around with another version, a shorter version of Millionaire. It's called Hot Suit on 9. And, of course, we had Family Feud on 10. Sad to see that's going, but to be quite honest with you, I'm not that surprised. We live and die by our ratings, of course, on television and on radio too.
Yes, we do. We certainly do, John.
if it's not working or it's been on for a while and they figure it's time for a bit of a rest, you're in the hands of the programmer. But I think people like game shows. I mean, we're submerged in reality television these days, and people are going on television looking for love. I can't believe that. We used to catch and kill our own when I was growing up. Didn't have to get someone on television to arrange something for us. But that seems to be the course at the moment. But as I say, game shows are still around. I think people like to see other people winning things. And I, from my point of view anyway, I hope in the 20-odd years that I did a game show at 5:30, longest-serving game show host in the country, by the way, is that sound too egotistical?
No, why not? You can claim it. You're the game show king. You're the master of the wheel.
and we didn't offend anybody, you know.
It was a lot of fun, and I think that's what people enjoyed in there after. I know I did growing up, just having a bit of fun watching yourself with Wheel of Fortune, or if you tuned over and saw Larry Emder with The Price is Right, that there seemed to just be something to enjoy and relax with the game shows. Even now, what we see with, if you like, Hot Seat, as you say, it's doing okay. The Chase is doing okay as well, but they're not as fun anymore, are they? There's a lot more competition in these game shows. Is that just about the lifestyle, I suppose, we lead, Burjo, or is there still an appetite for fun?
Oh, I think there's certainly an appetite for fun. I mean, when you listen to the news, good grief. I mean, what's going on in the world? There's a fair bit of doom and gloom going on, although I'm a bit reticent to say this, but sometimes I wonder, will I watch the news? I can't wait for it to happen one night when the newsreader says, well, unfortunately, there was no celebrities involved in the news today, so we're going straight to sport. You know? So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's getting sort of a bit that way. But I'm with you. I reckon yeah, plenty of scope yet for a good game show.
So could we see the return of Wheel of Fortune or The Price is Right, Double Jeopardy, something that we really enjoyed on our television screens? It's not even that long ago, Burjo. Now it's probably 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, well I finished, I did Wheel of Fortune from 1984 to 1996. So I did it for 12 years. That's the longest run anybody's had. A couple of networks have had a go at bringing it back and it didn't work. But then here I go again. I didn't do it, so maybe I should have.
What if they came knocking, Burjo? Would you do it again?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you mentioned catchphrase. I mean, the thing I get mostly in the street, I mean, a lot of people still stop me in the street and, you know, selfies, shake your hand, and they talk Wheel of Fortune. But a lot of the probably, you know, 20 to 35, 40-year-old blokes particularly, that's what I'm going to say, when are you going to bring back catchphrase, Burjo? and I think it could work, to be quite honest with you. Yeah,
probably it could work too.
At 5 o'clock leading into something at 5:30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, all we seem to see is lots and lots of news bulletins. Let's bring back a couple of the fun game shows, Burjo. I'll jump on the campaign with you.
Well, thanks very much, Oliver. It's very kind of you.
Get on
your
Burjo.
A little help I can get.
Appreciate it, mate. Thank you.